Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for April 2nd, 2023, Palm Sunday, is based on Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon title is A Tale of Two Parades.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, 'Look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them along the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we are celebrating Palm Sunday. Sometimes in the life of the church on this day, we will celebrate Palm Passion Sunday, where we start our service with a palm processional and then end with the reading of the Passion. We will not do that today. We are going to revel and immerse ourselves in Palm Sunday, and if you would like to be part of hearing the story of the Passion, we encourage you to join us later this week. Now, once upon a time, there were two neighbors named Tom and Jerry. Yeah. They lived next door to each other in a small town. One day, they noticed something strange in their backyards. Tom saw a large, mysterious creature lurking in the shadows. It had big, sharp teeth and glowing eyes. He immediately assumed that it was a dangerous animal that had escaped from a nearby zoo. Jerry, on the other hand, saw something completely different. He saw a harmless, furry creature with big, innocent eyes. He thought it might be a lost pet that was looking for its owner. Tom and Jerry began to argue about what they had seen. Tom was convinced that it was a dangerous animal that needed to be captured or killed, while Jerry was convinced that it was a harmless pet that needed to be rescued. Now, the situation that I just presented to you was written for me by ChatGPT, an online artificial intelligence engine that spit that story out in a mere seconds when I gave it the prompt, "Write me a story about how two people's differing perceptions lead them to see the same thing differently." Personal characteristics that can affect one's perception include our attitudes, our personality, motives, interests, past experiences, and expectations. A combination of these different characteristics is probably what influenced Tom and Jerry to receive or perceive one reality as two different things in their backyard. We could title this short story, "A Tale of Two Perceptions." That title could also work for our processional gospel reading today from Matthew that we read outside, "A Tale of two perceptions, or maybe a tale of two different parades. What's really going on in this grand procession and parade into Jerusalem? I don't know about you, but I'm kind of a little bit weirded out by the pageantry and the excitement that the Christian church has placed on reenacting Palm Sunday. Now, I haven't always felt that way. As a kid, I liked the idea of starting church somewhere outside. And at the church I grew up in, we marched around the entire outside of the building a couple times, shouting Hosanna and waving branches in the air. It was different. It was fun. It was a break from the norm. But as I got older and I started to learn more about the story of Jesus entering into Jerusalem and what happens, I began to wonder, why do we choose to reenact this parade? Do we really comprehend what we are doing or what we are saying? Or is it just a grand tradition that makes us feel good? So what do you think? Why do we reenact this palm processional? Why are we excited for Jesus to enter Jerusalem? We know the end of the story. Yeah, we know what happens to Jesus in Jerusalem, and so we are influenced in our perception of what this parade is in the grand story of Jesus' life. But for the people there that day, when Jesus comes riding down the hillside on a donkey, they don't know the end of the story. But their perception about who this Messiah was going to be and what they were going to do in Jerusalem probably diverged into two different camps. The first group that I have to wonder about is Jesus' disciples. What might they have been thinking as Jesus makes his way into Jerusalem? Because not long before this, Jesus tells his disciples for a second time that he will be betrayed into the hands of men and be killed. And we are told the disciples then are filled with grief. And they know that Jesus isn't going to get a warm reception once he's inside the walls of Jerusalem. And so this has to be on their mind as Jesus rides into Jerusalem on a donkey, which is not the symbol of power that you would expect from a king, but rather it is a symbol of humility. Is Jesus riding to his death, they wonder? If so, how could the death of our Messiah possibly show forth the power of God and restore humanity? Now, there's a second group who are cheering Jesus on. And it's all the people who live there in and around the area of Jerusalem. What might they have been thinking as Jesus rides in to the city, into this bastion of power of the empire? See, the Roman government has taken over their beloved city, and they are beholden to this empire. Once again, throughout their history, their land and their autonomy have been taken over by a ruling authority. But they have heard that this Jesus person might just be the Messiah. And the Messiah was the person who was prophesied that they would come and throw down the enemy who was in the ruling seat of power in Jerusalem. And this person, by force, would restore the Jewish people's independence and their promised land. These crowds of oppressed people are cheering on someone they believe will liberate them by force, at the expense of another group of people. So which of these versions of Jesus are we celebrating when we wave our palms and shout, Hosanna, which means, God, save us? Knowing the end of the story, are we cheering on the Jesus towards crucifixion, or are we cheering on Jesus to be the militaristic ruler over the Roman Empire and establish a new theocracy? Two ways to view the same parade. And so where is the good news in this? I would say the good news is that God hears when we shout, Hosanna. Save us. God does not abandon us. God shows up in those moments. Now, the results of God's action may not be what we expected or explicitly asked for, but God is there in those moments. There to be with us in our lowest point when we want help. There to be with us when we question what is going on in the world around us. There to wipe away our tears, to comfort us. There to take upon God the worst that humanity can place onto him. And then ultimately there to forgive us. God continues to show up, always. And for that, we can celebrate this King on Palm Sunday. The Reverend Bruce Reyes Chow sums it up this way. Let's be at this parade, but let's also be very clear about which Jesus we are cheering on in the story and now. The militaristic victor or the humble subversive? Too many are choosing the narrative of Jesus as a wartime victor and choosing a gospel that is militarized against anyone who would stray from what they believe is right. Beliefs that Jesus never actually addressed and beliefs not included in the commandments. For the commandments that Jesus did speak to us are to love God with all your heart and mind and strength and to love your neighbor as yourself. Now the second Jesus, the one who is turning over tables, challenging systems of power and sitting with sinners in order to heal and love, that's a king worthy of a parade. I encourage you to join us this week as you are able, either for Maundy Thursday or Good Friday or Easter Vigil or all three. As we see the lengths that Jesus goes to in order to show God's love for humanity. And amidst the waving of palms and the shouts of Hosanna, today begins the march toward the cross, where we hold hope that God answers and continues to answer our cries of Hosanna. God, save us. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.